Talks continued on Tuesday as concerns over the debt ceiling debate continues in our nation's capital, and questions and concerns remain prevalent regarding the migrant surge at the southern border. These are all things on the eyes of Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana, who joins us live now this morning. And Congressman Banks, it seems like yesterday there was progress as far as the talks with the debt ceiling, but not a whole lot as far as optimism goes, as far as anything getting done as far as this week goes.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic there was enough progress that would mean that something's going to be done anytime soon. But the speaker did meet with the president. You also had the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries of the House, and then Chuck Schumer, the Democrat leader of the Senate, and Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, Republican leader of the Senate, in the room as well. But really, this is a negotiation between Republican Speaker of the House McCarthy and the President Joe Biden. And Biden at this point is still dug in on this notion that he doesn't have to give up his position of a clean debt limit. He just wants us to give him a clean debt limit, which is a blank check to spend more money. And Speaker McCarthy is saying, no, this new House Republican majority has a mandate from the American people that something significant has to come out of it before we raise the debt limit, like spending caps or work requirements for people on food stamps. That's a really big one that House Republicans support. So those are the issues that are being talked about, but not a whole lot of budgeting at this point.
Speaking of President Joe Biden, a lot's been made as far as Title 42 coming to an end, and states like Texas, Arizona have definitely seen a surge at the southern border, and this is something that you've been well-versed on as far as spending time at the southern border, but it's not just in that area that's seeing the migrant surge. States like New York are even wondering where they're going to put this surge of migrants. How has this not been a stronger force or a stronger thing that's been dealt with in D.C., especially when the governors in both Texas, Arizona, and even New York City's mayor have been like, we need a little bit of help on this, but it seems like there's still just radio silence from D.C. on this issue.
Yeah, so last week the House majority passed a bill, H.R. 2, that was our border enforcement bill. It would restart construction of the wall at the border, which Biden stopped by executive order on his first day in office. It would have restored the Trump-era remain in Mexico policy, which was really the most important ingredient of the border policies that worked under President Trump that Biden reversed. So, but what you have to recognize here is this is simple. The Democrats, Joe Biden, they support the open border policies at the southern border. And Joe Biden himself, through executive orders, has thrown the border wide open. And even though we passed the bill out of the House, it's not going to move in a Democrat-led Senate or be signed by Joe Biden himself, because they support these policies. They want the border to be wide open and the repercussions that come with it. Some estimates, 8 to 9 million illegals who have come into the country since Biden has become president. Fentanyl flooding over the border, destroying families and communities, the leading cause of death of Americans of working age or military eligible age. The Texas Governor Abbott, sent 10,000 Texas National Guard troops to the border to try to stop the madness. President Biden sent 1,500 troops to the border, but not to stop the madness and secure the border, but to perform administrative duties to help process illegals who are coming over the border. I mean, the insanity of this, the court dates that these illegals are, they come over the border, they're processed by the Border Patrol agents, and then they're released into the United States of America and told that their court date isn't until late in 2024 or 2025 that they actually have a court date to come back and make their case that they should be allowed to stay permanently. So it's something that we've never seen before, the biggest humanitarian crisis in American history. And House Republicans are dedicated to stopping it, but you have a president who supports the policies that's thrown the border wide open.
Well, Congressman, there's still a lot of issues to be had, both at our southern border and keeping an eye on the economy when it comes to the nation's debt ceiling. We appreciate the weekly update as always, and we'll talk to you next week with hopefully some progress that's been made.
You got it. Have a good day.
Podcasts by Federated Media.